out with your dog. You know, it isn't just about walking the dog. It is really about your blood pressure can go down, your stress levels can go down. If you're experiencing anxiety or depression, it's very good for you to go out. And not only, so if you're walking alone, that's really great, but now you have, and we don't totally understand why it is that our brain changes, because our brain patterns do change when we connect with an animal. And we see this through MRI studies. We see that the more connection we have with the animal, the happier we feel, the more fun we have, the more joyful we are, the less doctor visits we have to our physicians. And we tend to enjoy life more. And I think there is something very important about when we have an animal in our life, that we learn to be more present, because we're so involved in what happened yesterday and we're so worried about tomorrow. And yeah, you know, but there's nothing we can do about it. But if our animals know how to stay present, and the more we can stay present with them, the more we can calm down, the more we can relax, and the more we can enjoy life fully.
Carlene, how many pets do you currently have?
Well, when I wrote Dog is My Doctor, Cat is My Nurse, I had 6. And unfortunately, we've lived here now in Santa Fe for a little bit over a year. And this year, 2 of our dogs passed away, our last 2 dogs. Mm-hmm. So I've been traveling so much, speaking. I went to England to talk about, you know, this book. I did the TEDx talk. And I thought, okay, well, as soon as things can ease off, which they now have, you know, I'll be able to go out and rescue and adopt another, you know, an animal into our life. But yeah, we just lost Rudy and Dakota, which people can read about in the book. And that they gave us so very much.
That brings up an interesting topic. First of all, I'm sorry about the loss of your dogs. How did the other animals handle that?
How did the other animals handle? Well, they were our last 2. So are you asking how did they handle the loss?
Yes.
How did they handle the loss with each other when they were passing? Yeah, that was interesting because, well, one, I know that they, well, it was interesting when Dakota passed just recently, and then Rudy was the last one. And we noticed definitely he was more agitated. And the thing was, Rudy was 14, so he already also had some health issues at that time. He seemed a little more agitated. He definitely was looking around for her. And I could you just feel that there is a difference. And I also know, you know, we were sad. We were extremely sad. So we were all feeling that. So I think that, in his dog way, he mourned her. But then it was over. And I always think that is such an invaluable lesson for humans, because sometimes we take mourning and loss and never forget it and never let it go or never transition into a celebration of life. So I think that animals teach us that about, you know, yes, we're sad, we mourn, we mourn the loss, but then it's time to let go.
Good point. You mentioned you have a book that will be coming out this spring. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. Well, after Dog is My Doctor, Cat is My Nurse, I decided to write 2 gratitude journals. So they are gratitude journals, and they're both called Paws, P-A-W-S, for the good stuff. And one is focused on for dog lovers, and the other one's focused for cat lovers. And the one that is coming out in the spring is the one for cats. And what I noticed was, with my clients, they would come in and tell them, and they would want to feel better, and you could do acupuncture, you do what you could for them, and then they would kind of get stressed out again because of all of the life issues that were going on. And I realized it's something that they were not doing with gratitude, a gratitude practice. And for me, a gratitude practice is, it's an amazing practice. You feel so much better after you do it just for 5 minutes a day. Science shows us that's what you need to focus on, 5 minutes a day. And the more you do it, the more optimistic you feel in life, the healthier you can feel. And so I started to put this together for my clients in a journal form. So every morning they could just answer in 5 minutes or less a few questions, and then at night again, and during the morning and during the evening hours, this is your waking and falling asleep, is when your brain can absorb positive messages versus like listening to the news or texting or all the things that get us so agitated. And the more we do this, especially after 30 days, after 60 days, you start to notice a difference. And this incorporates your relationship with your cat, this one that is coming out. And so if you're like you, honey, you love your cat, you know, you may start doing this and start noticing a lot of things to be grateful to your cat for and developing your relationship. And so in the end, it also does strengthen your relationship with this animal. The more gratitude practice, the more gratitude you experience.
Oh, well, I can't wait till that comes out. When in spring do you think it'll be coming out?
Well, I'm going to give it the real college try here, and my focus is March 30th, which happens to be my birthday, which is the day I picked it. So it's coming out March 30th.
Excellent. And if people are interested in Dog is My Doctor, Cat is My Nurse, or your first book, which is called Paws for the Good Stuff, where can they get it? And tell us your website, please.
Absolutely. I would love it if you can go to Opposite Books, which is in the DeVargas Mall, because I just did a book reading not long ago there, and they have books. Secondly, of course, if you want to get it online at any online retailer, including Amazon, it is available. And my website is animalhumanhealth.com. animalhumanhealth.com. And just like honey, you can go there and take this really fun quiz that tells you a thing or two about what your dog or cat may know about your health that you might not.
Oh, well, I encourage people to do it because it's fun to do that. I can't wait till the new book comes out. I really enjoy Dog as My Doctor, Cat as My Nurse, and Animal Lover's Guide to a Healthy, Happy, and Extraordinary Life. Carlene, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And once again, that was Carlene Montes de Oca. I think I said it okay. It's a great book. Check it out. We'll be back with more in just a moment.